A bruising winter storm has brought severe weather to the Middle East. The storm, dubbed Alexa, has already pounded much of Lebanon, Jordan, and parts of northern Syria, pushing temperatures below zero and dumping snow and heavy rains. Syrian refugees across the region are among the hardest hit by the storm. We've taken a closer look.
More misery for Syrians who fled the nearly three-year-old conflict in the country. Lebanon is home to more than 835,000 Syrians. A storm called Alexa has swept across the country, leaving Syrian refugees vulnerable to freezing temperatures. For them, one thing is certain. They continue to suffer the aftermath of a war, whether they are home or in neighboring countries.
It is cold in the rain and there is nothing else. Hunger and cold weather and there is nothing, as you can see. I've been here for a week now, living in the rain and snow with no one helping us in anything. No one at all.
We were not prepared for such a storm. It surprised us. The tents were blown about, letting the rain and snow coming on the little children. We would have preferred to stay in Syria with the shelling. It would have been easier than this storm.
Lebanon is just one of the countries hosting Syrian refugees. Similar camps have also been set up in Jordan, Iraq and Turkey to shelter displaced Syrians. The United Nations is now warning about the condition of Syrian refugees struggling with harsh winter weather.
Unfortunately, the storm is affecting the refugees very much. There are 830,000 Syrian refugees in Lebanon, and we're especially concerned about the over 120,000 of them who are living currently in tents. And obviously, their families, thousands and thousands of children who are really, really affected by the cold and the weather conditions.
The United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, says it's working harder than ever to protect more than 800,000 Syrian refugees in Lebanon from the winter weather. The agency also estimates that the refugees will spend the winter in flimsy tents with often only a plastic sheet covering the ground. According to the UN, the Syrian conflict has displaced over 2 million people. Many are now criticizing countries that support insurgents fighting the Syrian government while failing to help ease the plight of the Syrian refugees.